Thank you. Certainly the FEMA response to this tragedy was tragic in itself, and our hearts go out to those who have lost their lives as well as lost so much of their property. Our goals today are twofold: to demand a response from FEMA and the government to address the real needs of the disenfranchised and the poorest of the poor in New Orleans, as well as to organize ourselves to provide the assistance that Oakland can do to help the people from New Orleans and Mississippi. The demographics of Oakland are not that different from New Orleans. We know how easy it is for government to forget or underfund assistance for the most needy. And many of the citizens of Oakland originally emigrated from Louisiana and Mississippi. In fact, it was my neighbors that taught me, this New Yorker, replaced in Oakland, how to change my pronunciation from New Orleans to New Orleans and Louisiana to Louisiana. This is where so many people from the South have come to make a home here in Oakland. I'm pleased to report that the following response to date from the city have occurred. We deployed an urban search and rescue team of firefighters trained in building rescues. We deployed a team of firefighters trained in water rescue. We arranged to have the Warriors Arena available for community benefit next Saturday, the 10th, from 12 to 3, with the faith community and Councilmember De La Fuente. And we arranged to have the Kaiser Arena available for a concert benefit October 1st, that Councilmember Brooks is working on and will probably tell you more about. We arranged a special fund to accept donations from city employees. We authorized release time for non-sworn city employees to volunteer at Red Cross and to donate blood. And we've scheduled a special emergency council meeting for Thursday at 1 o'clock here at the city to explore other aid options and coordinate actions, including potential housing opportunities that we might be able to afford here in Oakland, keeping in mind that we already have homeless people here in Oakland that we are not serving, and we have to make sure that we aren't taking on more that we can do while we already are not serving our existing residents here. Please do come to the council meeting if you can. I know it's a terrible time on 1 o'clock in the afternoon during the day, but it was the only time when we could schedule everybody together. Tell us what you're planning so we can get all these efforts coordinated together. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you is the message that reverberates in my mind, because indeed we as a city are as vulnerable to tragedy from an earthquake as New Orleans was to hurricane and flood. When we pass this hurdle of assisting New Orleans, it's important that we recognize how much more we can do at home to assure that we're prepared for an emergency in Oakland. I've spoken to the Congresswoman's staff about co-hosting a town hall meeting very soon to make sure Oakland residents are aware of the emergency training that they can take, how to make an emergency plan for themselves and their family, and how we can address some of the most vulnerable structures in Oakland, the soft story buildings, the ones where the first floor is a series of open carports that are bound to fall apart in an earthquake here. Let's use this sad time as an opportunity to be as generous as we can to others and to be as prepared as we can for the future in Oakland. Thank you.
Our next speaker is another member of the Oakland City Council, Desley Brooks. Desley will be followed by Sharon Cornu, Secretary Treasurer of the Alameda County Central Labor Council.